Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. We're here on yet another beautiful Wednesday. We call it a hump day after dusk around here. Man, got a very great show in line for you guys today, man. Going on, y'all know we specialize in doing a lot of taboo topics right here from time to time. So trust me, today is going to be no different when we kick it to you some of the stuff we got going on today. As you see, today's title of the show is called She Might Start on OnlyFans. Well, I think it pretty much gives it away for itself, but basically, tonight we have a special panel segment. We have two successful OnlyFans contributors. That's my girl Jazz Berry and my girl Malaika. So I cannot wait for them. Just chop it up and just let everybody know some of their trade secrets are and then what kind of led them to get into it. Because I know right now that's one of the big things of, especially in this pandemic where you encourage a social distance, is more people making these pages than ever now. So definitely we're going to get into some of the pros and cons of being on OnlyFans platform. And, you know, hopefully give a very, very simplified way of breaking down whether it's for you or not. So definitely cannot wait to chop it up with these ladies. Of course, you know, we also got our Savings Crickets of the Week in Seduction 101. So wait tonight's show gonna go. Of course I'll do Crickets of the Week after our special panel segment, which should be hosted by me. And then Seduction on One will follow the panel segment by name. And then Crickets of the Week I will close it out with Crickets of the Week. And there you go. So, man, I'm excited, man. I've been really excited because, you know, I love when we do these panels. We've done model panels, photographer panels, our producer panels, artist panels, the list goes on just throughout the history of this show. And, you know, I want to definitely go on something, like I said, going on something that's just a little more taboo. Before we do that, man, go ahead and get through some news and whatnot. One, our new issue of Human Chemist Magazine is out. Make sure you go cop that. All you got to do is go to acmag.dustspot.com. When you go there, you'll be able to see, you'll see the cover to the newest issue. And then you'll see a button that lets you see the full library of issues you've dropped. Once you go there, you'll be able to view the magazine. You know, go view the magazine. You know, get you either a print copy or a digital copy. So get laced up, man. Another thing, I'm telling y'all, it's been very interesting to continue to just watch how things are just turning out with. On the state of the country between summer's turmoil from the coronavirus and summer's turmoil, people just being fed up. And it's not even just police brutality anymore. People just fed up about so many things. Economic disparity. I mean, women's rights. The list goes on. Like, it's so much stuff going on. And I'm really just praying for everybody to have a peace of mind because it's really rough right now, and I want people to become hashtags because we're having to mourn them, so it's just ridiculous. And hold on, I got told the call-in number is acting crazy. Hold on. All right, so people, if y'all try to call into the call-in number, hold on, because we got to see what's going on with that. Hold on, we're going to check it out now. All But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and go into a song break, and we're going to go to a music break. When we come back, we'll get ready for our special panel segment right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Teddy J. And let's go ahead and go into Martin Carr.
I just want to let you know that you're the most beautiful thing on this world. So I was thinking that we can do something different. Like listen to Jay Stone who kills two fly. Sing and rap the words of true beauty.
You know it's something about a sense of song. Feeling whole, a melody always held a
From head to toe, so pretty, skin got a glow, body tone looking just right. I'm a big dog, got an appetite. Me and you, we can run the world. I'm your Superman, you my Wonder Girl. Stay tall so they can't divide us. You an LPN and I'm a truck driver.
Beautiful you are.
Whoa. about to pull up at your crib in the big body. Gotta go, man, I'm on me, about to catch a body. Mama, if I go down on your body, promise that you won't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Daddy left your home alone, now you a homebody. Now you sneaking every single freak a week and getting naughty. Got you screaming through the walls, had a neighbor calling the law, like they heard a nigga kill somebody. I'm about to do a drive-by, leave your clip wet. Let me put the tip in, get my dick wet. Red bone, take the top out like a Ferrari. Now I'm sucking on that body like an infant. Bring your body burning hot like incense. Got my body all over your body in a deep sweat. Fucking to that pretty Ricky in the key sweat. Sweating fucking out the pearls, deep sweat.
That pussy hungry and I'ma feed it. Got that top shit and I need it. You can feel it all in your throat. Run your head game and no joke. Your soft skin, soft hips, feel some weight with them soft lips.
Drake on the weekend and roll up a sweet and put on some Netflix and vibe out. Let's turn up a bottle, shawty, your model, she on that freaky shit. I like when she wobbled, gone for throttle. She know I came to eat. It's about 3 a.m, shawty know I'm the truth. I'm full of that liquor, she full of swish, she set the mood. It's about that time, relax and unwind, jump on it and groove. She feeling the vibe, I'm gripping her thighs, don't got any truth. Bottles poppin', cush aroma. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free. Bottles poppin', cush aroma. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free.
It's like 3 a.m. We been f***ing, we like 3 days in. I got a whip, but she don't need no child. The way it's going, we gon' need more loud. Taking shots at 1942, ooh. I ain't tryna watch Netflix, Roku. I'm tryna eat up on your body like soul food. I got 100 rounds in me, let my gun do. I got my thumb in up, cause that's what she like when we f***. Yeah, she tryna eat the d*** up. I swear I turned the bitch up. She riding like Megan Thee Stallion. Like a prey, she keep me up. She said it's just be wildin', but when I call, she pull up.
Bottles poppin', cush aromas. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free. Bottles poppin', cush aromas. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free, yeah.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and we, because of pretty much different things earlier, we didn't have my girl, Nate Seduction. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
What's up? So we have a big change of plans. Since we don't have our panel for today, I'm going to add, because Nate, perfect thing is, Nate actually has a page. So, I'm going to ask her the same questions I was going to ask them anyway. So, it works out for me anyway. Okay, look how God moves. Yes. So first off, I want to go ahead and say, well, my reason, again, I want to go ahead and lay the foreground again why I had this topic. So, again, y'all know, as a lot of people are starting to realize, because of what's going on with the pandemic, it is causing people to social distance more. It is causing unemployment. It is causing ways for people not to be able, really thinking ways very creatively to do things from a social distance aspect and really just growing the brand more. And so, basically, a lot of people are kind of like, Some of the everyday people are looking into it, and then also, of course, some people who are big on branding are big into it, which is OnlyFans. And so, I wanted to have a real conversation about it because, you know, just like with anything in life, there's pros and cons to everything. And I figured this is we always love talking about taboo stuff on the show that nobody else is really going to make the topic because they're afraid it's not going to work. It's not going to, they're scared people away by talking about stuff. And when you talk about it, they feel like if you do talk about it, you always got to be over the top, crazy about it. But shoot, you can still break down stuff like this intelligently. So that's what the whole point is. I wanted to shine a light on just getting different thoughts on how people's minds work as far as go on the platform. And yeah, because everybody, first, as we're going to find out, shoot, everybody has different ways to go about it and, you know, motivations of starting one. So, Nate, you know, I appreciate you always coming through in the clutch. So, that being said, you actually have an OnlyFans page. So, my first question that I have for you is, when was the turning point that led you to creating an OnlyFans page? Basically, you were the way you always say with your username at the end of the show, you're like, you can't spell seduction, you shouldn't be on social media. Basically, you taking seduction to another level.
Period. Absolutely.
That's what's up. So, going forward on that, like, if you had to sum up your content on your page, what would you say possible viewers can expect from you? If you had to sum up the content on your page, what would you say possible viewers can expect from you? Yeah, I mean, don't tell them exactly, but like, you know, like if you had to give like basically you had a commercial and said, bam, like you like a quick tidbit, like what can they expect?
Exclusive content.
Okay. Question number 3-4 I got for you. What problems have you experienced since you started your page, and how have you overcome them?
I would say when people be in my DM asking when I'm posting on OnlyFans again, like, don't inbox me and ask me when I'm going to post on there. Like, I'm going to post on there when I post on here. Like, don't come up with my inbox to ask me, because you're really not going to get a response.
That's what's up.
Or when people ask if I show pussy in my OnlyFans. No, I don't show pussy in my OnlyFans. If you want to see some, it's going to cost more than $6.99 to see some see my pussy. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
So, going forward, like, you know, because, I mean, I think that everybody's understanding, like, it's the same way with Patreon. Everybody's page is going to be different. It's not going to always be over as hot, you know, crazy. I feel like you said, like, your price is very reasonable for what you present, but it's people I know, man, they be charging, the price they charge is ridiculous. I'm like, and it'd be Mickey Mouse Club shit. I'm like, y'all got to step y'all shit up. You're going to be charging that. You got to come with it. So, no, it's cool that you're being reasonable. You're making it affordable for people, but also too, you know, kind of doing the stuff that you want to do.
Right.
Cause I know, like, for instance, know some.
That's all I gotta say about it. Cause who really,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, they probably use the female showing their cookie for $6.99, but not this one. Not for
$6.99. See, so you know what I've noticed? Because some people, man, they're, like, so I know it's just, like, there's different pay models I've seen. So I've seen people where they charge you to get into there, and it's not really, like, super explicit stuff, but, like, certain videos where it's like a whole, like, they doing a lot, they you have to pay for those videos. So I think that's cool. Like you said, that's smart. Like you're going, if they got videos like that, charge more for those videos. Make it a price that when you get in there, it's enough to keep you captivated. But if you want to see the real crazy stuff, you know, of course, make them pay more. Because people going, and that's how you know, it's like with anything. Same way, like you go to a pizza place, you want to add more toppings, you got to pay more to add more toppings. But there's another, another pay model I've seen. I believe these pay models are so confusing, this one. So I see people where, and I mean, people can feel free. I know people are going to feel some type of way. But I'm just saying, my personal opinion, I think the weirdest one is where people let you subscribe for free, period. Like, this stuff is subscription free. But most of their videos, they charge you to see. So I'm confused. If you want this charge anyway, why don't you just charge a subscription fee to begin with and not? Because it's because I feel like it's false advertisement of it's free. Like, it's not really free. Just go ahead and pay, make people pay up front. Like, if you want people to pay.
That's kind of, I think that's probably reasonable that it's free, but I think that's a good marketing idea.
Yeah, but I like yours better. Make them pay up front. Fuck it. I feel like you're being more. I feel like the fact that you're. I mean, and again, it's no cap on everybody doing anything they want. But I'm just saying, my personal opinion. I like how yours is set up because yours. I feel like you're being more honest with the fans, and so like right off the bat, like okay, at least I know what I'm paying for. Cool. Like either they gonna pay to get in or they're not gonna get in. It's like going to a club. You don't want to pay the fee to get into the club. Your ass can't get into the club.
Right.
And, okay, so I got a question this because I know it's happened. Have people tried to ask you to lower the price to below
$6.99? No.
Okay, cool. Because I've seen dumb shit where I'm like, people. Like, it's very, if a person's page is $9.99 and lower, you can't afford to subscribe to it, that's on you, bro. Just wait for a post on Instagram or something, and just wait for that. Otherwise, you tripping. If you out here, man, I don't know, man. Say, I don't know, I pay no $6.99 or no $9.99. Oh no, that's too much. Oh, but then dude, I don't need to be on there. It's not for you. Everything's not for you. It is what it is. Everything is not for you.
Right.
And I hate when people, like, this is one thing I hate when people do this. People be asking if you got an OnlyFans, they should be asking. They don't have any intention whatsoever of subscribing. They just be asking them to be fucking nosy. Alright, say Spectre Gadget. So.
Yeah, that's how some people be. Wanted to be nosy. Like, if you want to see, just go subscribe.
Now, you know what I've seen happen, man, which is pretty sad. I've seen some people talk about where they had, like, family members or friends of the family purposely go subscribe to their OnlyFans just so they can screenshot and go back and try to go, quote-unquote, tell on them. I think that's fucking weak, so.
That's
like,
weird.
Yeah, like, the fuck? Like, I think that's just doing way too much. If you starting to do all that, let me watch the comedy,
yeah,
that just about.
Time, though, some days, to do all that. Like, that's weird to me.
Right. It's like males are doing. I mean, there's males are OnlyFans too, but you know what? Nobody really gets on them. But yet again, there's a point of where it's inequality where a male starts a page. Oh man, he got all the hoes on there. Blah blah blah. But a female started, she got to get disrespected. The fuck?
Right.
Like, should not add the hell up. Imagine, I mean, without the females that had it going so hard, the males wouldn't even be having a platform that was that popping to begin with, because the females are what got their platform popping. So when the dudes start coming in there, they benefited from the females that have already had it popping. So, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy, like, as watching how it is. And the thing is, I don't, like, again, stop shaming people because they have OnlyFans. If they have one, they have one. Like, if you don't want it, if you don't want to support it, you don't have to support it. They got plenty of other things that they probably doing that you could be supporting. Worry about that and stop worrying and stop trying so hard to find something you don't like about a person. Like, that's just too much. Like, I got to do better. And like I said, my final take is on OnlyFans thing, y'all know how I am. I'm very open-minded in how I think. And hell, a lot of people be on here doing the most, you know, doing the most for free on here and whatnot. Why not do it to where you have to go in there and charge. But I will say this to the people that's doing the most on their pages, and if you've ever moved your lips to hate on a stripper, I need you to go look at the man in the mirror and ask them to change their ways. Because you out of way, you got to be the biggest hypocrite in the world to sit there and hate on strippers, but then you go on OnlyFans and you doing things 10 times crazier. So I just say this, like, what this pandemic has really shown, because I see people who said they have never stripped, but it would come after the first shutdown, before things got, you know, when things opened back up, I saw people who never were working in a strip club started working in a strip club. And that's the thing. Never say, don't hate on the next person, because you never know. You might be in that same position. So don't say what you won't do unless you definitively know you won't do it. That's a rule of thumb I say in life.
A lot of people be like, could it be me, but it ended up being them. So,
right. And I think it's a great way to just expand your brand. And of course, you know, you go by, you know, you have the Nate Seduction brand. You're all about branding, so extend your stuff, and it only makes sense. You got Seduction. You have Nate Seduction, and you want to be able to. And sometimes, and it'd be some stuff where I know, like, just to show you why people don't understand why there's a need for the OnlyFans platform. I literally had to appeal an ad on Facebook, I mean, on Instagram the other day, and nobody was remotely provocative. It was a very tasteful project, and I had to get some smoke from Instagram of appealing my ad. Which they had already charged me something for my ad I had already had out. So to me, I think it's disingenuous to do that. So yeah, so I literally was like, what do y'all see? I said, what are you seeing that's such a rocket? Nothing see through, none of that. The whole entire thing is very tasteful. Everybody's on swimsuits, and the swimsuits aren't even crazy. They're very tasteful. Very tasteful. Posing, all that. So this is the kind of stuff why people have went to start these kind of platforms, because they're getting tired of wanting to express themselves, but had to deal with stupid red tape for the shit that doesn't even matter. Like, it's dumb.
Right.
But nonetheless, shoot, that's it for our special segment for OnlyFans that we had for this week. We're gonna go ahead and go into Seduction 101. Nate, what is on the plate for Seduction 101 today?
For this Seduction 101, y'all already know how I feel about this extra violence, right? Whatever. I don't like how the fact people trying to make a valid reason why Tory Lanez shot Meg. Like, are y'all slow? just because she put out the type of music she made, that mean it was okay for Tory Lanez to shoot her? Like, make it make sense. And those are probably the same niggas that will beat on the women that's trying to justify Megan getting shot by Tory Lanez. Like, to me, that's not even really nothing to joke about. It's really nothing to joke about. I don't like that. Because y'all really up here trying to justify that man too, nigga.
Yeah, I
they
mean,
give me,
wait.
Like, they give me woman beater vibes. Like, what?
Wait, question. People out here justifying that?
Yeah. A lot of niggas justifying it. Even females up there justifying it. But let a nigga sit on your foot, you're going to cry a wolf. But it's okay that he shot her in the foot.
I gotta press the sound for you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I just don't get it.
That don't make no type of sense to me. That people really trying to justify taking a shot.
I'm lost. I'm so lost right now. Like, they have to.
Y'all would not be justifying it. They don't want to be one of y'all family members or something. Y'all be
trying to kill it. If it was
your family
members. This is.
Like, that's weird to me.
My head is hurting right now.
Even Drea made a joke about it, though. Like, why? Time out. I wish a nigga cared about me that much to shoot me in the foot. Like, this is you stupid? Like, are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Like, do you know how dumb you sound? Like, do you know how dumb you sound? Like, you sound so dumb. Then 50 Cent up there making jokes about me. Like, that's just so weird for me. And then people mad because Megan came for Drea over the comment she made, but they talking about, oh, she didn't clap back at 50 Cent. She a whole man. So why would she clap back at him? Like, he a nigga. And Drea is a female. Y'all really comparing the two, though? Like, what? People is just so weird. That girl should not have gotten shot by that man, and people should not be up there making jokes about her getting shot, because that could have been y'all family member or anybody. It could have been your mama or whoever. I bet it would have been funny or jokeable then. Like, y'all, the internet is just, ooh, I swear, if I did not model, like, if I did not model or use social media for my branding to brand myself as a model and to promote myself as a model, I would not be on social media.
You know what? I wouldn't be around people that much. F just social media, people, period. Because the fact that people think like that, that means they're walking around, and they don't say it out loud in person. It's the fact that they think that it's somewhere in their brain. This ain't saying it out loud in person. So that scares me even more.
Honestly, social media, you know, it's really depressing. Like, all you see is people getting shot. All you see is drama on there. It's like, I'm over social media.
Right, the moment you talk about something positive, you people, it don't get that many views and comments. when you talk about something that's got some drama to it, you got mad likes and comments all of a sudden. That shit pisses me off all the time. That shit's so fucking dry. You seen the post, Nate?
Live for drama, live for messy shit. Like, I don't got time for all that.
That's crazy.
People be so concerned about celebrity lives. Like, they is regular people. Like, if it wasn't for social media, a lot of people wouldn't even know all these celebrities' business. Like, but of course, it's the blogs will talk about it. Blah, blah, blah. It'll still be all over the internet. Like, when I do come in the limelight like that, I just pray to God that my life is private as it can be, because the internet do too much. People on the internet, they just too much. They ain't got no life. They don't got nothing going on in their life for real. It's just a whole mess. And I don't like that.
Nice, yeah. And some insight to follow up on to back up your point about people that think that way. See, of course, y'all know one of the things I do, you know, I also am the head of security for a strip club. And they, you don't understand how often I have to deal with male, female drama. And
right, and people like think domestic violence is okay. No, women die every day from domestic violence.
What's so crazy is seeing some of these females that worship some of these dudes that I have seen right there in public at the club just completely disrespect the female.
And they think that shit cute, like a nigga won't do them that same way. Like, and I was like, what the fuck?
Ooh, I love me a nigga that, I love me a thug ass nigga that know how to handle me.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I fucking know how to handle me.
Nothing's wrong with women and men that know how to handle you, but accepting any less, like, accepting disrespect is something that's not good.
And that's the problem, Nate. People got it misconstrued. They don't know the difference of what the fuck that means. That they out here.
Like, there's a difference between a man leading you and a man being controlling. It's a big difference. Like, y'all, like a lot of people, they get too confused. Like, you gotta know the signs before it gets too late.
Some you talk
females,
about
they do not make it out of domestic violence. They don't make it out.
I'm surprised
so
you
two. If you make it out of domestic violence, if you make it out, you're blessed. Consider yourself blessed. Because that shit, there's nothing to do
without. I'm surprised,
people,
you know.
Like, what if he, come on now, what if he killed her? What if that one shot in the foot? That bullet could have went elsewhere in her body and killed her. Come on, man. People don't think like that. People don't think about that.
I say this, though, man. Like, as you know, of course, the people who are long-time listeners of the show know, you know, you shared your story before. And I'm surprised, you know, you're definitely a standing assessment of, even though you've been through that, you know, you still rose like a phoenix. And still standing on 2 feet today. You know, and you still out here trying to give people a chance. And when I say give people a chance of giving, letting people know that, okay, my heart isn't completely closed, you know, it's crazy that you're able to still be able to do that and not have a closed heart and still have it open, even after being through those kind of situations.
Exactly. But my whole thing is, stop trying to justify that girl. It don't matter what kind of music she makes.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
Like, y'all dumb as hell. Like, that one shot, come on now, it's a bully. That one shot could have done some damage. She probably, like, that one shot in her foot, it may prevent her from ever being able to walk again. They compare it, like, people don't understand how serious a gunshot wound is. Like, that shit is serious.
I just don't get it. It's
like people be so close minded. Like, y'all gotta open up, like, and really think, like, think before you say certain shit. Cause I'm pretty sure she traumatized a lady. Come on now. And he has a history of domestic violence, so whatever. This ain't his first time going up in that shit. But sometimes a woman don't believe, like, a nigga can, you know, even though he probably had a history of it, she probably didn't really believe it for real, or she probably wasn't all into his life like that, what he had going on prior, and, you know, stuff like that, but he voted still for sure. And everybody talking about, well, he like 6 foot, she's 5'10", and he only 5'3". Don't fucking wait. Like, what the hell? So that got to do with anything.
Yeah, that's fucking weak sauce. But yeah, so that being said, shit, that's good. That's good ass seduction 101. You broke down. You got some talking about shit. I didn't even know. I didn't like. And when I said something, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know how people. I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention to how people was reacting to this shit. I really wasn't. Like, this shit's crazy. All right. So that being said, I'm gonna do a very brief. Not suggestion one, but crickets of the week. My cricket of the week, sound my cricket sounder, please. My cricket of the week is to all the governors out there who magically act like all of a sudden, oh, they've been like they've been supporting wearing masks forever. You have not, like, welcome to the party for someone that's already been here. Like, this whole thing, like, all of a sudden, yeah, everyone make sure you wear your mask. It's very serious. Why did you wait till it got horrible before you said it was serious? Like, you're supposed to be the elite. It's one thing for the average Joe that might not have access to all these people, experts, all the time, directly showing them numbers and charts and deeper information. But if you're a leader of a state, city, whatever, it is inexcusable to look me in the eye and tell me all of a sudden that, you know, oh, really wear your mask. Ah. Like, why do I hate reactionary people. Be prepared, bro. I like being prepared. Like, for instance, here's the difference between people who are reactionary and people who are prepared. To the outside looking in, being today's topic may come up as reactionary, but I always have a plan B in place. Always have a plan B, and so it's more so. It comes out for us reactionary because plans had to change. But no, it was being prepared because both plans were always there. And it was just being prepared. Like, don't let anything get worse before it can you know, I just hate people who are passive aggressive about things. And then all he wants to praise them for doing this, that, and the third. Like, all right, I'm another thing that's kind of been bothering me is y'all can rename all these statues and bridges and whatnot, but until you actually start treating black people better, all these bridges, renamings, and all that don't really hold as much weight, because it's just really all you're doing is putting a band-aid on the situation and saying, okay, maybe if we do this, we can distract them from them getting fucked over. Nope, not distracting me. And I say this, I get tired of people getting mad because I get annoyed by this. Like, I feel how I feel. Like, I don't, like, people are like, oh, man, you gotta come march us for, you know, this, that, and third. But I feel like, why are we not marching for an all-inclusive, for multiple things? Like, people ask me, you can only do one thing at a time. Like, why is it a crime for me to request that we also march against economic disparity? Because without the economics, you can't take care of business. Hell, you can't. That's how you're able to fund these causes, because you're able to put them. Because at the end of the day, as we see on a lot of stuff, when things change, money is backing the changes. So in order to be able to back the changes, we got to be able to make money. And if we got all these these roadblocks of making money, then it's going to cause a problem of being able to grow these causes. Besides just word of mouth and brick and boots on the ground, we need all the plans of resources we can get. So that's my crickets of the week. If you missed any part of the show, make sure you go to Life at the Dust Live on iHeartRadio. It's on many other places, including DustSpot, our radio page on DustSpot.com/DustSpotRadio. Also, Nate, let them know how they can follow you on the social media machine.
Y'all can follow me everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat. Y'all can find me on OnlyFans. Everything is Nate Production and NAYY for Production. If you can't spell Production, your ass is too young for social media.
So, yes, I was, of course, you can find me. Y'all find me at Ceddy J Dusk, CDDY, letter JDUSK. I also have a fan page on Facebook now, so you can follow me on my fan page, posting stuff on today or now too. And of course, that's on social media as well. That being said, everybody, we appreciate y'all for coming through the show and remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
Nay or you, there is a way.
Y'all tune in to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl,
Nay Production.
And Nay, what's the public service announcement we give everybody every week?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
I'll be out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.